Hi, Mr. G.
How are you?
Oh, doing good.
Yeah? I want to be the first to welcome you coming to the East Coast to, let's see, Brooklyn, Connecticut is in our right in our backyard here for WHUS at the Barn. And then on the 28th, right before that, a fine venue at the Northampton in Northampton, Massachusetts. Both places are very well populated by listeners to WHUS, and I imagine they will be highly attended once again when Dan Hicks takes the stage.
Well, that sounds good to me. I haven't been to the Brooklyn venue, but of course I've played Northampton a few times, going way back to when it was actually a much smaller room. Way back a few years, and they extended the size of the place.
Yeah, the Iron Horse Cafe is a little bit larger.
We recorded an album there even.
Yeah,
we'll be having the regular Hot Licks lineup with the two lady singers and the fiddle and the guitar and bass, and got some new material for presenting. I mean, not the entire show won't be all new, but we do have some new ditties.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I think I did that on purpose. I mean, I decided we need to get some new material out there when we get on stage. So we've whipped up, pardon the expression, some more stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And now, will that stuff eventually be on a new album?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right.
I'm thinking maybe something that toward the end of the year, if I can get it in gear here to make all that happen.
And now that would probably come on your very own label, Surf Dog.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we been recording now. I say we because you know I'm. Of course, I'm larger than life myself.
True.
So I take up about the space of about two people now.
Oh.
They tell me.
Yeah.
So I say we are going to be doing another album, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Now, when we also say we, I imagine there's a bunch of other folks helping you out besides that can fit in the room with you.
I think so.
There might be a couple.
There's a few that squeeze in.
Yeah. If you let them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we turn on the microphone.
And make a little magic.
Hopefully.
I think so. Now, speaking of some magic, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks Duets, digital download album?
Yes, sir.
From Surf Dog Records, and is that in partnership with anybody else? Is that like an iTunes sort of thing? Or?
I guess so. You know, I'm one of the last holdouts on being kind of computer illiterate.
Yeah.
So I guess it's iTunes and the other stuff. I don't even have a computer myself, you know. So
it's sort of like stuff
I hear about. I'm not active in.
Well,
I'm just not yet. So this is called Duets. All the things I've done with Surf Dog, with other guest artists, you know, people like. I wanted to say Frank Sinatra, but
wow.
he was a no-show.
He didn't show, did he?
No, there's been other people.
He gave you the cold shoulder?
I guess.
Oh.
There's other people.
Yeah, you have Mr. Brian Setzer.
Yeah.
A Surf Dog artist for sure.
Yeah, so all these tunes that we've done are in one place on this cyber release.
Mm-hmm.
I remember playing back about a month ago in Long Island at the club there, and there was a cyber release party. And it was kind of, you know, ethereal.
I bet it was.
You know, I mean, I held up, and there was nothing in my hand, and I said, here's the album, you know. And, I mean, I didn't do that, but I should have.
You should have. That would have been great.
I know. It was like that. Big release party, you know. So
Dan,
like, in your mind.
Dan, the artwork on that album is gorgeous.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a little cover. I guess they at least have something, you know.
Yeah, it's nice with little pencil drawings of some of the other folks.
Right.
You know, you can recognize Elvis Costello for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm checking out all this information right now on danhicks.net, and I definitely encourage folks to get on out there if they are computer literate.
Yes,
it is a nice little website. It definitely.
I've been told. Yeah.
Yeah, it has a lot of good info and a lot of nice photos and a few things to listen to.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice way to get introduced if you're not familiar, and reacquaint if you are.
Yeah.
It's a fine thing. Now,
the guy that does that is a real artist.
He's, yeah.
A friend of mine, Ken, and he does the whole website thing.
So he does a very nice job for you.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah, he represents you well.
Yeah.
Now, I do hear that there is, I don't know, maybe this one brilliant gem on the potential new album that sounds really good through the walls.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Through the Wall, huh?
Yeah, Through the Wall there by the studio. I don't know. I have a good fly there that just tells me.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
that could have been
a million different ones, probably.
My management talking.
It is, yeah.
You know, and management, they get a little carried away. So I can't reveal anything at this time.
I understand completely.
They get exuberant, you know.
Well, everybody's ready for something new before it's even time.
And genius, you know, is pain. So I just thought I'd throw that.
So you're constantly hurting, aren't you?
It hurts right now.
It hurts right now.
Yes, sir.
It does. Oh. Well, I just want to thank you for time.
Yeah.
And
very nice of you to let me get on the radio.
And I just want to make sure that the folks remember that 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th of July is when they can get on out, travel, an hour in any direction from wherever they might be,
uh-huh.
And it'll be well worth their time. And, well, you know, stop by, say hello to you when
you're
there.
I do well back east.
You should.
I mean, there's a lot more places to play, and I don't know. I get a pretty good turnout. I mean, so, of course, I never take anything for granted, and I love it when people come and dig it.
Yeah, well, it's very diggable music, and I'm going to be playing. You're welcome. Thank you. And I'm going to be playing a bunch of it.
Okay.
Very diggable. And now, speaking of diggable, one last thing. How was the Bayside Jazz this year around?
Well, I haven't been doing too much of it. I did, that's the group, my hobby group.
Yeah.
The rhythm section, piano, bass, drums, and guitar, and vibes. And it's where I just sing standards. I don't play the guitar. So it's a little kind of a cool little setup. And I get to sing all these standards.
Yeah, yeah.
That I like. And I write some new words to them and stuff. But we played something in Berkeley here about a month ago, but there hasn't been a lot of activity with that group lately.
Who do you have on Vibes?
He's a guy named Jerry Groves.
Ah, okay.
Local fella.
Nice.
I think he's got an album or two out.
Oh, real nice. I had the chance to interview and then go see Gary Burton when he and Chick Corea were around.
Oh, nice.
And we just love the Vibes.
I like the Vibes, too. I always have.
Yep. It's a special instrument. It's well-named, appropriate.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm going to be moving pretty soon to the Midwest. And when I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, my new home, maybe we'll figure out a way to make a Mr. G jazz standard.
Okay.
And, you know, I think
I like that. I really like doing those tunes.
Oh,
I like the music, too. It's a kind of a more... It's less string band, and it's more, you know, cocktail jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
It's definitely stuff that should tickle people's ears.
Yeah.
So I think, and G has a real nice rhyming effect on everything.
Nice.
It would be fun.
That'd be good.
Well, sir, I do want to thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure. And
thanks, Mr. G.
Thanks for your artwork as well. It's
nice.
It's a privilege to have such fun music around.
Great.
So you take care, and
okay.
Good health. And safe
travels.
Okay,
we'll see you later.
Bye now.
Bye.